AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. AP's been told that Cleveland has reached a settlement with the Justice Department over a pattern of excessive force and civil rights violations. One dead, a dozen missing from flash flooding in central Texas. The missing were staying together in a vacation home that was swept away by floodwaters in Wimberley Valley, an area known for its bed and breakfast inns and weekend rental cottages along the Blanco River. One person who was rescued from the home says the other 12 who are missing were connected to two families. Dr. Bert Cobb, a judge in Hays County, says the threat of severe weather is still with them.
It's still raining. This event is not over. I want the public to know that we are still on guard. We're still in our duty posts, trying to protect life and property.
Police say a man drowned last night in a northern Illinois lake trying to save a cat. A tornado roared through a city on the Texas-Mexico border today, flinging cars like matchsticks and ripping an infant from its mother's arms. At least 13 people were killed. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports there was no warning about the twister.
People are not as ready or prepared as they are in the United States in Hurricane and Tornado Alley. The construction methods here in Mexico are a little bit more towards brick and concrete block, which may have helped them in some sense.
Frank Doria, an 88-year-old World War II veteran who served aboard USS Intrepid, returned to New York City today for a Memorial Day ceremony aboard the ship.
It really is a great feeling to come back here and see all these military people and young people that are out here and enjoying all this and really see some of the heroes.
President Obama laid a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. This is AP Radio News. A bizarre twist in B.B. King's death. Two of B.B. King's heirs believe their dad was murdered.
The claim is being made by two of B.B. King's daughters, Karen Williams and Patty King, and in documents provided by their lawyer to the Associated Press, they claim that King's business manager, Laverne Tony, and his personal assistant, Myron Johnson, killed their dad by poisoning him. Las Vegas police say that homicide detectives are looking into the claims. An autopsy was done on King's embalmed body, and test results will take up to 8 weeks to complete. King's funeral is set for Saturday. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Police have charged seven suspects in a senior prank that released 72,000 ladybugs in a public high school in St. Mary's County, Maryland. Deputies say one of the suspects ordered the bugs online. I'm Ross Simpson.